Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 156. What is truth? What is truth? That is the question with which philosophers from time immemorial have wrestled. Though it has been considered from every angle, and libraries full of books have been written about it, still no philosopher has ever arrived at a conclusive answer. In religion, the question becomes very important indeed, for to follow a lie, or that which is not the truth, will result in destruction. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12. Therefore, the question, what is religious truth, must be answered very carefully and yet very certainly. But again, man, on his own, cannot come up with the answer. Religious thinkers down through the history have supplied us with an almost endless variety of suggestions, but each one has been denied by the Bible. Perhaps you have heard of some of these wrong answers to our question, what is truth? Many religions today still follow the idea that truth is what the church fathers say it is, or in other words, church traditions. Yet the Bible cautions long ago, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Colossians 2:8. And when some accused Jesus' disciples of transgressing the traditions of the elders, Matthew 15:2, Jesus answered their accusation with another, verse 3. Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? So truth is not tradition. Many times tradition clashes with truth. Again, many religious groups teach that truth is whatever you feel it to be within yourself. So they speak of that which is truth for you and advise, let your conscience be your guide. Or, as a popular song puts it, it can be wrong when it feels so right. But Solomon warned thousands of years ago in two different places, Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So much for what we feel is right, or truth. Some subscribe to the theory that whatever the majority decides is truth must be. The term the common mind is used to describe what we would call the general consensus, and whatever the common mind decided upon as truth should be accepted as such. This is a sort of extreme version of the old two heads are better than one philosophy. This may sound good on the surface, still Jesus pointed out in Matthew 7:13 and 14 that wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight or restricted is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. No majority rule or general consensus would surely lead you wrong here. Jesus was asked the very question we're considering by Pilate at our Lord's trial, John 18:38. What is truth? But Jesus had already answered his question and ours a few days earlier, and it is the only proper answer. He had said, John 17:17, in prayer to the Heavenly Father, thy word is truth. So we have Jesus' word on it. The Bible is the only truth in religion. The Bible is the only thing that can tell us whether we are right or wrong with God. When Peter says, 1 Peter 1:22, that ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth, we know he is speaking of obeying the commands of the Bible, and that such obedience is essential. Dust that Bible off. Read it with new respect. Look into it carefully, comparing your life with the words of Christ to determine your status before God. Remember, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.